Pete, and there have been further developments on the Stags today, with their off-the-field troubles continuing. They've been given a deadline of 5 p.m. next Monday to sort out where they're going to play their home matches. If they don't, they could be fined, have points deducted, or even be thrown out of the conference. I've been speaking to the general manager of the Football Conference, Brian Strudwick, who explains the latest.
Well, the Football Conference has said at the moment that the club needs to acquire a ground that meets what we call an A grade. That's a standard of facilities and ground, etc., and the amenities within the ground that meet the Premier, the requirements to play in our Premier Division.
And as far as I understand it, they've been talking about potentially ground sharing with the likes of Ilkeston Town or Alfreton Town. They don't meet your criteria, is that right?
They meet our criteria for B grade to play in the divisions they play in, but don't meet the A grade to play in the Premier Division.
What, give us an idea, I know there are probably lots of things involved in this, but give us an idea what it takes to get from B grade to A grade.
Well, it is quite complex. There is a grading criteria, but two things just immediately spring to mind that I'm sure everybody will understand. It's capacity, how many can get in the ground in a safe environment, etc.
And how many would that be?
4,000 for Premier Division.
For A grade ground would be 4,000, right.
Yeah. And the floodlights. The lux value, average lux value on the ground, I know meets the current grading, certainly at Ilkeston, which is the ground that Mansfield are particularly looking at to play, but the floodlight lux value doesn't meet the requirements of the Premier Division.
Mansfield have obviously got a situation at the moment where they're in dispute with their landlord over rent payments at the moment, which is why they're looking elsewhere. Do you not have sympathy with the football club in trying to find somewhere to play?
Yes, yep, and we've given them the advice what they've got to do. We've even sent somebody to Ilkeston to help and advise what requirements need to be met, you know, what work needs to be done to acquire the A grade. The other side of the coin is we have sympathy to those clubs that either haven't achieved promotion or have even been relegated because they haven't got a ground that meets the requirements. So we've got to have an understanding, and you use the word sympathy, to those clubs too.
And what, you've set a deadline of 5 p.m. next Monday. What is that deadline? What do you need to know by that deadline?
We need to know where Mansfield are going to play their game on Boxing Day.
And that's the kind of next home game, if you like. And
yes.
I mean, to all intents and purposes, from what you're saying, a 4,000 ground, capacity ground, that is effectively almost a league ground, isn't it? Football league ground.
Well, it's not, but it's a step towards it, and that's what you've got to have, because you need steps up there so that when you get into the Premier Division, you either have got a ground that will go into the Football League or one close to it that will not need major investment and long construction work. So the steps as you go further up the pyramid, the demands are increasing, but that's the purpose of it.
I'm just trying to think locally what grounds there might be around here. They're all pretty much league grounds, I would think, that could cope with that.
Yeah, you have Chesterfield, Knox County, perhaps the Forest or Derby. Obviously, they would all be perfectly adequate.
And is that what the Football Conference are kind of wanting, that Mansfield will ground share with one of those type of clubs?
No, what we've said is a ground that has an A grade that meets the Football Conference Premier Division ground grading standard approved by the Football Association.
Right, but the only ones in the area are those that you mentioned.
Well, you would know the geography better than me, but those I've mentioned certainly fit the bill. There may be others in the area.
And what happens, Mr. Strudwick, if the deadline passes without you being satisfied? What punishment will you hand out to Mansfield Town? Could you expel them from the conference?
I'm not going to prejudge that.
I mean, but you have rules and regulations, do you?
We have a particular rule regarding club fulfilling fixtures, yeah.
And that would mean if they didn't fulfil fixtures. I mean, if the deadline passes with you not satisfied, which means in your eyes they can't fulfil the fixture against Grimsby at home, that means they've presumably broken another rule because they've not fulfilled a fixture. That tends to have clubs chucked out of leagues, doesn't it?
Well, ultimately, I mean, it just depends on their ability to fulfil the fixtures. But I say I'm not going to be drawn into a conversation that prejudges anything. We feel that to know by next Monday about the Boxing Day fixture is a reasonable deadline to set. for the sake of their opponents, at the very least, who've obviously got to make arrangements to get over there on Boxing Day.
Quite. I understand you don't want to prejudge anything. What's the least that could happen under your rules, and what's the worst that could happen? Would you outline that for us?
Well, no, I don't want to, because A, that would be prejudging something, and of course I don't know what offences have been committed or will have been committed. And at the moment, no, there's been no breach of rule.
No, I'm just trying to get a guideline of what your rules state, if you like.
Well, they will state that a club can be fined for failing to fulfil a fixture, and ultimately then we'll have to look at the ability of the club fulfilling its fixtures throughout the remainder of the season. If it becomes evident that they can't fulfil the fixtures, well, I don't want to prejudge the conclusion, but you cannot have clubs in your league who can't fulfil fixtures.
That's Brian Strudwick, the general manager of the Football Conference. Fascinating stuff. I know David will have more on this in Match Night this evening after the news at 7.